Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3 KNSI. Niles, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Great to have you.
It's great to be here.
Yes, sir. Let's see, 258-3688, of course, online at gensfinancial.com. The workshop calendar is a little vacant right now.
Vacant right now. We'll have the December events on the website here the next few days.
December.
Yeah, we're not doing it in November. The schedule's kind of tight in November due to follow up from October, September workshops. Mm-hmm. And the radio show, people calling in. We had three or four people in yesterday from the radio show.
Cool.
So we're just, you don't want to be too active out there doing these events because then there's follow-up that's needed.
Right.
And if you can't keep up with the follow-up, it's not fair to the people who want to come see us.
Absolutely. And folks, understand this. You do not have to attend a workshop to go make an appointment with Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services.
Yeah, I'd say about half the people that call us on a daily, weekly basis, however you want to monitor it, have never been to a workshop.
Okay.
Just doesn't work in their schedule, or they don't like going to public event, that type of thing.
Or they've gone to your website and, wow, I've got to go talk to this guy.
Yep. So whatever, just give us a call at 320-258-3688. So we've been talking the last couple months about the Tuesday blog that goes out.
Mm-hmm.
So I have yesterday's blog in my hand. I thought this was a little bit late in the timing. October is financial planning month. Well, last time I checked in the calendar, last day of October is tomorrow.
That's true.
So I thought that was kind of odd, but it says 7 ways to celebrate financial planning month. Still click on it. You can read the full blog to see what's going on for the month of October, which I assume October is going to roll around again next year. Also, one thing you click on, once you turn 50, your retirement will face risk and encounter opportunities. We'll help you navigate this crucial point in your life. So there's a guide that you can download, which we've had on the radio show before.
Mm-hmm, you bet.
So there's a lot of good opportunity there. And also you can look at some cutting-edge retirement advice that we offer people through the Riskalyze software and other things that we can do for you.
The award-winning Riskalyze software.
I forgot to mention that. So today's topics, as we'll get to them, is time warrants. I think I heard a commercial this morning on the way up. There's an election coming up next
Tuesday.
Some
folks are running for office,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, so I hear something's coming up next Tuesday. Hmm. So people like to talk politics, and all kidding aside now, people like to talk politics when they come in the office. And I guess your clue to be where Niles stands is to realize what radio station I'm on for the last 12 years and look at Bob the Color shirt that I wear almost on a daily basis.
Red, white, and blue, by the way.
It'd be mainly red.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true. Yeah.
So I hope that things settle down somewhere along the way to stop this bantering, name-calling, mudslinging stuff goes away. I don't know what it would entail to do that. Also, my opinion before we get into the radio contact, I wish this abortion thing would go away. It makes me sick. Thinking about it, for those of us who have been blessed with children and grandchildren and other family members, just makes me sick to my stomach every time I see these commercials. So we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
So we'll talk about election, what could potentially happen. We'll talk about 8 year-end financial tasks to check off your to-do list. Focus on 5 critical areas of retirement planning. Last one I think we'll do next week, but 5 financial tips to help you plan for the unexpected. So let's talk about the election. What could happen?
I got to laugh. I'm sorry.
So every economist that I listen to webinars of fund managers, FUND managers.
Yes, sir.
Now, these people are managing billions and billions of dollars, way past our pay grade, Bob.
Yep.
But I listened to a good one last week. Actually, I made an offer last week on air to people who wanted to listen to that. You could have listened yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever want to listen to one of our online fund manager commentaries, just give us a call. This happens every month that he comes out and talks. So it's Phil Belanco. He's in charge of the Ladenburg Funds.
Yeah.
Ladenburg Funds manages $6 or $7 billion, some little number like that, Bob.
Exactly.
But they point blank asked him, what do you think is going to happen after Tuesday? His opinion is statistics will back it up. Nothing's going to happen.
Right. Right. There may be a bump. There may be a dip, but it'll straighten itself out.
Straighten itself out. Statistics say it really doesn't matter who's in office right. for the stock market.
The stock market, in my opinion, Niles, and this and $5 will get you a cup of coffee somewhere. Yeah. But the stock market, in my opinion, is a living, breathing entity, and yep. it knows how to take care of itself. Now, granted, you can have idiots try to manipulate it, but they shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. So they are really, he wasn't really concerned about, obviously, I think Phil wears a red shirt too, by the way. But wasn't overly concerned about next Tuesday.
Okay.
So again, I personally am a little bit concerned because I think I'm more in the front lines of talking to people versus a fund manager.
Right.
Because a fund manager doesn't meet us normal people.
Mm-hmm.
So us normal people are still concerned about the economy, the price of things, groceries, gas seems to be coming down a little bit right before the election,
you know,
for some reason.
Paid less than $3 the other day driving in. It was back up over three. I think it was like 309 again.
Oh, I saw 279
yeah,
way up
yeah.
on Clearwater Road this morning.
Right.
On the way here.
Yeah, McStop was down to 289 too. Yeah.
Yeah. So go figure. And they get the gas, same place. But yeah, so I think my opinion is the could there be a little bump in the market, either down or up mm-hmm. next week? Yes, I believe there will be. Have I done any reposition, any of our clients' money? No.
Mm-hmm.
Have I done any reposition, Helene's of my money, anticipation of next Tuesday? No.
Okay, folks, he just mentioned something very important. Niles Gens talked about what he does personally.
Yep.
Very, very important, I think.
I think so. So I am not doing any personal changing.
Mm-hmm.
Could there be a slight correction in the market next week? Could be. Some economists are saying there could be a spike in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you have your investments set up in such a fashion that you're not hurt either way, you know, by a downturn, and you make money during an upturn,
yeah.
You need to position to be there for both circumstances.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So again, I'm not losing any sleep on the market performance for next Tuesday. What I lose sleep on is the first thing I mentioned when I went on the air. So again, we need to talk. One thing that is a big concern to me, and I think everybody should agree, is, you know, you work. You go to work every day, you do what you can do, or you're retired, so you already put your time in. And you lose 20, 20, 25% of your hard-earned money to taxes.
Oh, to taxes.
To
okay.
taxes. I don't mind paying taxes. I do mind when I see $17 billion or an $18 billion or $19 billion go poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I am concerned about that somebody has the control over my pocketbook.
Yeah.
Okay. Real estate taxes, we just paid those here in October. Are going out of hand, okay? So I think these politicians, I'll give my little soapbox here. I think these politicians lose sight of whose money this is.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was, Bob, say you and I were business partners.
Okay.
And I went out and bought myself a brand new Chevy pickup from Gill and Chevrolet.
Without telling me?
With company money.
Yikes!
Do you think Bob and I would have a little visit?
We would have a sit down.
We would have a sit down, okay?
As they say.
So why can't we have a sit down with a politician and say, hey, you just spent my money.
Exactly.
You just
right.
sent my money to a different country. You sent my money, you gave my money to somebody who's not a resident of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff really irks me that you're giving my money away and it's not your money. It's my money.
True. And this doesn't matter what political ilk you may be.
They're all do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to sit down with these people and say, hey,
enough
is enough. And to get off my soapbox one last time, term limits are a necessity.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's keep going. So there's my, you got me all wound up.
Sorry.
Okay?
Sorry. I didn't mean
you
to do
if
that.
If I had high blood pressure, I'd take a pill. But lucky I ain't gotten out of that.
That's right.
Okay? So let's talk about eight year-end financial tasks to check off your to-do list. First off if you have any losses in a particular investment, sit down with your financial planner and or your CPA to see if you can harvest some losses to take it off your tax return. So there shouldn't be too many investments this year that had a loss, but if you do have some, make sure you take advantage of a tax loss harvesting. Contribute to your pre-tax retirement accounts. Check with your payroll department. Look at your pay stub to see if you've maxed out your 401k, 403b, or simple plan yet this year. If you have not done so already, if you have the wherewithal to do it, I would max out your retirement accounts.
We are within that insurance thing, right? Your life insurance enrollment period at your company.
Group insurance, yeah.
Right? So if you can still do stuff, do stuff.
Yeah. Yep. So again, max out your retirement accounts. Consider converting part of your traditional IRAs to Roth IRAs. That will take the work of your financial planner. If you don't have one, we can help you with that. And also with your CPA to see if it makes sense for you.
Yeah.
Number four, you should always reassess your risk tolerance. Bob, you and I have aged 12 years since we started doing this show. You haven't changed it a bit.
A little grayer.
Much, yeah. Reassess your risk tolerance and consider where you're at in life, what stage of life you are in. Both you and I are in our 60s. We should be investing different than somebody who's in their 50s, 40s, 30s, and so on and so forth. So reassess your risk tolerance.
Question for you. You just went through a couple of decades there. Is that about when, you know, reassessment time, 20, you're 30 now, you're 40 now. Is that when you would suggest taking a look?
Yes, or any life changes.
Okay.
Such as kids or a health scare.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
For you or your spouse is a good time.
Buying a house.
Yep. But you should reassess your risk tolerance yearly.
Okay.
Okay. Number five, you've not done so already. If you're 73 and older this year, you have to do what's called required minimum distribution.
I'm not, so quit looking at me.
Well, you will be. So review your RMDs to make sure you've taken the money out if you're 73 and older.
Yep.
Please don't wait till December 31st. I tell a story often on air. We had a client call. This is better part of 10 years ago. I believe it was 70 and a half that time was the required. And this gentleman was over 70 and a half by a couple, 3 years, maybe four. He called up on December 31st, which I'll tell you point blank, our staff is pretty limited on December 31st.
Yeah, oddly enough.
Oddly enough, it was just me there. So, because the rest of the staff has kids and they're home from school for Christmas break, that type of stuff. So I don't even remember his name anymore, but he, or what client it was, he called up and said, Niles, did I take out my required minimum distribution? I said, well, we've been talking to you about it. Let me see if you did.
Yeah.
No, he hadn't done it. So I figured out what he was supposed to take out, and I called the company where his money was invested, and they said, Niles, it's too late. And I said, pretty please?
Yeah.
Well, we're short staff here today. I said, me too.
Tell me about it, yeah.
Me too. So we were able to do it, but again, it took a lot of favors or that to be. If you don't have it by, get it done before December 15th.
Yeah. And here's something that is pretty cool, I think. Niles Gens at Gens Financial Services, by the way, 258-3688, online at gensfinancial.com. You make sure that your clients are aware of all of these things all the time.
We do the best we can do.
Well, you can lead a horse to water.
Yeah, but some people say, yeah, I'll do it. Some people have a tomorrow mentality.
Yeah.
I'll do it tomorrow. I hate that.
Procrastination.
I hate procrastination.
Yeah.
Not only in business, but in personal. If you see something that needs to be done, just do it.
Okay? See the job, do the job.
And get it done.
There's an attitude.
So again, but if you need help figuring this stuff out, if you're 73 and older, give us a holler. I'll help you figure it out. If your current person's not doing it for you. Number six, make charitable contributions. Not only to your church on Sunday, you know, if you're so, it's if you can. But also, if something needs to be sold to take advantage of the current low tax rates that we are still currently in, or make a charitable contribution if you're 70 and a half and older, it's called a QCD, charitable distribution, to satisfy your RMD. And consider opening an donor advisor fund where you can donate. I'm big in charities. My wife and I like charities.
Yeah.
But make sure you do your due diligence on the charities.
Yep.
Favorite ones, obviously, personally, are the our church, of course.
Right.
And our church has missions that they send out money to. And then also the Wounded Warrior Projects,
Tunnel to Towers.
Tunnel to Towers. Bob, you ever been to there?
I've not made it yet, but I will.
I tell you, everybody, if you have the means to do it, I would go there.
Yeah.
Helene and I were there, I think it was 5.5 years ago, and it's very somber.
Yeah.
It's like going to Pearl Harbor. It's along the same lines as that.
I haven't made it to the wall yet either.
Well, we need what wall?
The Vietnam Memorial.
Oh, that's in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's on our bucket list, too.
Yep.
So also, number 7, fund investing accounts for your dependents. I had a client in yesterday and said, Niles, can we open up a Roth IRA for our grandkids?
There's a good question.
Here's a question I haven't heard in a while. And I said, let me think, ponder that for a bit. How old are your grandkids? 3 and 4.
Oh. How wonderful. How
wonderful you want to do that, but it's kind of hard. So let's just read it. Custodial Roth IRAs, tax-free growth, contributions can be withdrawn tax-free. Note that the parents can make contributions only if the child had earned income.
Oh, okay.
So a 3-year-old's not going to have any earned income, okay? So, but if you have a child of yours, more like a teenager, that is out there working part-time, you know, at a fast food or a local hardware store or whatever, yeah. You know, they're knocking down 15, 16, 17 bucks an hour now.
What?
Better than the 50 cents that you and I got paid years ago, Bob.
Yes, sir.
But again, as long as they have income, yes, they can do a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it with this client. This is a few days ago. This is nothing to do with this. But they said, Niles, we would like to put $2,000 a year away in our granddaughter, who's a freshman in college somewhere. We like to do that every year while we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we are not here anymore, have our granddaughter contributing to the fund.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
Sure.
Yeah. So it's not a Roth. It's not after tax. Actually, excuse me, I'll back up. It was a Roth because the daughter's working part-time while she's in college.
Gotcha.
So grandma and grandpa would give the $2,000 to the granddaughter. The granddaughter then in turn would write a check out or have it automatically deducted from her checking account to $2,000 to the Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Niles, how much would that build? Well, that's always the million-dollar question because it is a million-dollar answer.
Absolutely.
Okay? If you can put $2,000 away for the next 50 years, so she's 19, if you got a 6% rate of return, and if you had no valleys in the account, so if it kept going up and up and up and up, mm-hmm. you'd have over $1 million.
Yeah.
But you got to take consideration, investments don't always go up and up and
right,
up.
Right.
But regardless of that, what if she went through peaks and valleys and she only had 400,000 there.
Or 900,000, you know?
But it's a number.
You okay? think?
And people say, well, Niles, $900,000 isn't going to be worth very much in 50 years. Really?
It's going to be worth more than zero.
It's always worth more than zero, okay? So again, I think Mr. Ramsey will tell you about this stuff. You ever listen to his show at 6 o'clock?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I much prefer Dave as opposed to his staff.
Yes.
I really,
me
really
too.
Do.
I think his staff gets too wound up. Okay.
Yep.
Very opinionated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember when you listen to the show, well, I'm an opinionated person too.
Sure.
But again, it has very good, whenever you listen to Dave Ramsey, I would encourage you to listen to him. And I'm not a Dave Ramsey supporter. I don't pay into him. He didn't pay me.
Right.
But he has some good ideas.
Yep.
Take it with a grain of salt. He gets a little wound up, a little excited.
Sure.
Which probably doesn't hurt. Okay.
He's a passionate man.
He's very passionate in what he does. So number 8, a stay the course and avoid reacting emotionally to the election outcome. The sky is not going to fall next Tuesday.
I'm coming to work Wednesday. I don't care what people say.
Bob, you and I will be here next Wednesday morning.
Exactly right.
Okay. Will it be all said and done Wednesday morning? Absolutely not. The counting won't be done that fast.
Yeah.
So let's not get you know what in a bundle.
Uh-huh.
Let's just, you and I will visit about the election outcome next Wednesday, probably the following Wednesdays and Wednesdays
Yeah.
But again, so let's not overreact on next Tuesday's results. Again, everybody knows I have a red shirt on. You know which way I'm heading on this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it goes the wrong way, which personally I don't think it will, okay?
Yeah.
But if it does, it is what it is.
Niles, I'm going to ask you a question that maybe I should not, so it's okay if I should not, and you can look at me, all right?
I'm looking at you right now. Go ahead.
I know that. When you don't talk politics at work, I mean, you've said that before.
Clients will come in. I'll give them 20 seconds on it.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it doesn't matter. Well, you are taking care of them.
Well, plus you get too wound up.
Yeah, true, true. But it doesn't matter if somebody is on one side of the fence or the other.
No.
You're going to take care of them.
No, I don't care.
I just wanted to make sure people understand
I don't
that.
Care if you have a blue shirt on or a pink shirt or red shirt or a white shirt. Just please have a shirt on.
Yeah, okay? True.
So again, focus on five critical areas of retirement planning. They didn't do it for me, so I'm going to add number six. This says five. I'm going to add a six. Debt. I can't tell you how much, and I think a lot of people listening today can appreciate having no debt.
Yeah.
So I visiting with my supervisor with Ozaic, which is our broker leader.
Sure.
I've known Scott. Scott's been here in that studio about 10 years.
Very nice man.
Yep. And you met him at the Klein event.
Several times.
We got talking about Niles and Helene's financial planning.
Sure.
Because he's kind of curious where Niles and Helene are set. And he goes, Niles, how much debt do you have? I go, what? ain't got none of that.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, really? I said, no. I said, I have the office debt, you know, payroll and taxes and marketing and leases and stuff like that.
Expenses,
but it's not debt.
Right.
Okay. And he goes, you're one of the few financial planners that I deal with, this is Scott speaking now, that have no debt. A lot of people who sing the song, don't do the dance or whatever it's called.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
You have to have your debt either wiped out before retirement or have it under control.
You bet.
Under control would mean you have it, and if you have a house payment, you have an investment or an income coming in that covers that every month.
That bucket is filled.
Very every nice. Month. You don't got to lose any sleep. The people that come in the office to visit with ones, you can tell almost right away which ones are panicking.
Right.
Is the ones that have debt.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll go on this after the break.
Folks, if you want to get rid of £1 million that is weighing down your shoulders, it's debt. Get rid of your debt. AM 1450, FM 99.3. KNSI, Niles Genz in studio with us. Their telephone number at Genz Financial Services, 258-3688. Online at GenzFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GenzFinancial.com. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, Niles Genz is in studio with us. Genz Financial Services, G-E-N-T-Z, GenzFinancial.com. That's their website. Telephone number 258-3688, area code 320, of course. Niles?
So before I forget, be safe tomorrow driving around. These little trick-or-treaters, kids are focused on their next handful of candy they're going to get somewhere. So going by residential areas, the parked cars, just go slow.
Yeah, they're going to be jazzed out of their minds.
They're going to be sugared up.
It's going to be cold. They're going to be bummed. They're going to be whining. Start early.
Yeah. You know, I have kind of a side issue to this. I, growing up, never went trick-or-treating.
You were out in the middle of nowhere,
not
right?
Not once.
On the farm?
Not once. So what they did back in the old days, Bob, they would school would close at 2 o'clock on Halloween.
Yeah.
And if Halloween was on the weekend, they did it on that Friday.
No kidding.
They closed school to all of us kids met our moms. They'd help the grade school and the high school were probably 6-7 blocks apart.
Okay.
They took all the grade school kids on the bus up to the high school.
Did a parade?
Yeah, we did a parade right down Main Street. I think it was the JCs would meet us back. None of us had any money back then, Bob. You probably remember those days.
I do very
much.
My
mom would have an old bed sheet. She'd cut a hole in the middle.
You're a ghost.
You'd be a ghost.
Wear your dad's old hat. You're a bum.
Yeah, you're a ghost. Yeah. So you'd walk down Main Street. The business people would be there. And I think the high school marching band was making some noise.
Yeah.
This is going back a little, testing the old memory bank.
Sure.
But you'd go back to school, you'd get ready to board the bus, they'd hand you a paper sack with some peanuts in it, an apple, and
one
orange.
Of those lunch bags, right?
Yeah, and with some candy in it, and that was your Halloween.
A popcorn ball.
No, that's right. I forgot about those things that stuck to your teeth for the next
break them right
month.
Off.
Yeah.
The dentist handed those out.
But for those of you nowadays, obviously it took my kids trick-or-treating when they were younger. But just be safe out there.
Was there a house in town at all, Niles, that was the traditional scary house?
I wasn't in town. I don't know.
But I mean, if they took you out there at all?
No.
Okay. We had a house in Delhi, Minnesota. Her name was Grace Krupp. She was elderly. Obviously, her kids had moved out a long time ago, hadn't taken care of the place.
Okay.
You know, the vines growing up. And she had a million cats or so. That was the legend.
Yeah.
Nobody knocked on her door, let me tell you.
Nope, never. Never. Bus took us home, Bob, and we were home. So we had left off before the news, the focus on these five critical areas that I turned into six. Mm-hmm. Data for, of course, the first one. Taxes. People have the misconception that they think when they quit working that their taxes are going to go down. Au contraire.
Why do they think that?
Because they think their income is going to drop a lot, which hopefully it doesn't drop a lot.
Right.
Okay. But again, don't count on your taxes really dropping a lot.
You mean us old folks don't get a break?
Yeah. Also, remember when you start taking money out of your retirement accounts, it's taxable as ordinary income.
Yep.
When you start drawing Social Security, your Social Security can be taxed. More than likely, it will be taxed. So again, also income, you need to make sure that you know this. We're doing this show being October 30th. That you know what your income is going to be in November. You know what your income is going to be in December. But Niles, I'm working. No, I'm talking about when you're retired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know what your income is going to be in February, March, April, May, all the way through. You should also have a good handle on what your income is going to look like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years from now.
Right.
Okay. In the past, we always figured about a 3% inflation rate when we figured out projected incomes. Please move that to a 5.
Yep.
I personally don't think inflation's gone away. I think it's still here. Just the politicians aren't telling us that it's here.
Mm-hmm.
We will not, in my opinion, go back to the old days on low prices. I think the prices we have now are the prices we're going to have going forward.
Okay.
Okay. So again, plan on inflation. Also, you need to have your investment set up that you don't have to worry about running out of money.
Right.
So I gave you a story of a client that called me up a week and a half ago, actually one of the daughters called.
Yeah.
And said, Mom wants to meet with you because she's fearful she's going to run out of money.
We talked about this off the air. This is a cute story.
And I won't use her name.
Right.
But she's been a client north of 25 years.
Sure.
So she's now housebound. Can't go out and about anymore. So it's a house call. I do make house calls, believe it or not.
Yep.
So I went to see her, and her two daughters were there. And, Betty, for example. Betty, what can I do for you? I just wanted to see you. I haven't seen you in 6 months. And, of course, her and I have rapport going. I want to see your pretty face. Yeah, I want to see your pretty
sure.
face, that type of stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, how's the family? How's the grandkids and all that good stuff?
Right.
And I go, Betty, what can I do for it? She goes, am I running out of money? And I looked at her, and I looked at her daughters who were smirking, and I go, you're silly. You are fine.
Yeah.
You have more income that we have set up for you coming in the last 20, 25 years than what your expenses are.
Mm-hmm.
So long as more money comes in that goes out on a monthly basis. Yeah, but my rent's going up. Lives in a senior apartment.
Sure.
My rent's going up. Well, we can increase your income then.
Sure.
Okay. So it's one of those banter things that we go through every 6 months with her.
So why do you suppose she was a little concerned? Maybe she had heard something on television or on the radio or read a newspaper.
Or had lunch with one of the other elderly people in the apartment complex there that they maybe were running out of money and maybe they had to move out of that complex because they didn't have any money anymore.
And let's face it, when you are elderly, that's the last thing you want to have to deal with.
You remember when you're retired, you have a lot of free time on your hands.
Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah. Once the honey-do list gets done, you get to travel. When you're sitting there and you're quite elderly.
Too much time.
Too much time on your hands. That's why they get bored.
Yeah.
And also, you should not be sitting there at 80, 85 years old worrying about, oh, no, I'm going to have to move because I can't afford this place anymore.
Talk about a heartbreaking thing.
Yeah, all these friends I've made.
Yes.
Or I have to sell my house and use the house proceeds to rent an apartment because I can't afford to live here anymore. Stop it.
Yeah.
You need to set up because you have income coming every month so you don't have to worry about it. If your current advisor is not talking to you about income planning, you need a different advisor.
Yep.
Okay? You need to talk about income planning. Why do you think that says in our logo of our company?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Planning for life.
Planning for lifetime income because we don't know how long you're going to live. So we'll jump to right now, those of you on Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
We are still in the annual enrollment period for another, 5-6 weeks up until Pearl Harbor Day. So if you have questions on the annual enrollment period, or if you're turning 65 and you're open enrollment, I think they call that. Hope I got all my words right. Call the office at 320-258-3688.
Who do I ask for?
Please ask for Niles Jr.
Okay.
We every once in a call will get to me. I would start talking Medicare. Okay, time out.
Yep.
I know. Remember Hogan's Heroes?
I know nothing.
Sergeant Schultz. Yep. That's what I know nothing. Okay. I know enough to pass you off.
That's
okay?
Right.
Legacy planning. What do you want to, what do you want done with your estate when you die?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want it to go?
Okay. So don't, what you just said, right? Legacy planning. I'm going to live forever. So I'm not going to worry about this stuff right now.
Good luck on that, Bob.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. You talked about procrastination. Mm-hmm. Don't dawdle on that. Nobody knows.
Yep. Yep. So again, legacy plan will help you with that. We'll take a look at your investments, see if you do have too much risk, or maybe you're not more growth oriented. Maybe you're too conservative.
Sure.
Okay. We'll take a look at that. So again, a lot of things to talk about. So next week's show, Bob, we're going to talk about five financial tips to help you plan for the unexpected.
Okay.
Unexpected would be I think it should be fire up our furnaces here pretty quick.
Yeah.
Turned yours on yet, Bob?
I turned on the in-floor heat. Mistake.
Too warm in there, didn't it?
Too warm.
Those things fire up. Keep that at about 68, 69.
Yeah, I got it at 70.
Oh, no. Back her down.
Yeah.
We've had in-floor.
When the sun comes out, oh, my.
Yeah. We have in-floor heat, too.
Sure.
So we heat our house all the way till mid-December, the in-floor heat.
Yeah. Yep, that's what Jeremy Salzman told me I should do. Mm-hmm. But when she says, you know, Bob, I'd like to turn on the in-floor heat. Okay.
So, again, we're talking about next week about, five financial tips to help you plan for the unexpected. Could be the furnace not working. Could be dropping the transmission on the car. Could be a medical expense.
You never know.
Could be a family member with a need.
What is it that they say, Niles? Hope for the best and plan for the worst.
Well, something's going to happen, you know, no matter how much of a
We're not getting out of here, are we?
We're not getting out of here for free, okay? But so we'll talk about that next week. Everybody, happy Halloween. Be safe. Watch for little kiddos on the roads.
We're going to see you next week.
Yes, you will.
The day after.
The day after.
I cannot wait.
Are you sleeping at the studio that night? Or?
Probably.
All right. Well, don't be crabby when you see me.
Never. Never. Well, hardly ever, anyway.
Hardly ever.
Niles, thank you.
See you next week.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Again, folks, Gens Financial Services, online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. And again, that phone number, 258-3688. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.